Welcome to the BetCast Ledger, where we get into the podcast, the sports gambling podcast ecosystem. We give you the low, we give you the high, we give you the mids, we give you all the news. Yes, welcome back for another episode. And I'm super excited today. I'm so excited. I'm actually having trouble breathing right now. So let me... Woosah. Yes. Yes, okay. My heartbeat's starting to slow. The excitement is too large. But I'm good now. I'm calm. And the excitement is around futures. We have a futures episode on the docket today. Yes, it's our second futures report. This is specific to football futures. Yes, American football. It's that time of the year to get ready, to get going. There's already been some preseason games. And there's some of you sports gambling podcasts out there that's picking preseason games. I love it. I can't believe it, but I love it. Picking preseason games. I was about to do a parlay. No, I'm just playing. I don't really bet on NFL preseason, although there are some of you that do, which is why we are here, which is why I love what I'm doing here at the BetCast with the BetCast Ledger, because we talk about how the sports gambling ecosystem, the sports gambling podcast ecosystem is performing, if it, how it's doing, what it's talking about, what it's looking forward to. That's what we're here for. So, before we actually get into the report, I want to talk about a couple things, you know, application updates. I want to always remind that there is a user interface. You can log in. You can create betting cards off sports gambling podcast picks. Yes, you can categorize it by sport. And the betting card gives you a nice little breakdown. It gives you best bets. It aggregates and analyzes the picks, gives you the best bets, gives you some strong leans. It breaks it down by units. There's a lot there. I could go, I could spend a whole podcast talking about that, but I won't, because we're here about the report. But the report stems from the BetCast Ledger tracker data ecosystem, whatever you want to call it. But the data is what we look at. The data drives the report. The data drives the leaderboards, the rankings, the podcast page profiles. And at the end of the day, the data supports the betting cards. So, application updates. It's been, I haven't had a lot of crazy features to the UI. I'm actually taking a pause. Maybe that's the announcement. I'm taking a pause with adding big, big features to the UI product. And I've decided to focus on mainly triaging these picks, because again, this is all built off the data from the podcast, sports gambling podcast host picks. The picks is what we capture, is what we care about. But every pick has to get validated. And as many picks as I'm tracking, and I'm just going to give you a number because we love numbers, right? And so I've extracted 15,060 picks, okay? 15,060 picks. And those picks have to get validated. They have to get validated. And out of the 15,060 picks, I've only validated 6,728 picks. That's a lot of picks. I'm not, what's 15 minus 6? So let's just, 15 minus 7 is 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. That's 8! Yes, I counted on my fingers like I'm in elementary school. That's 8,000 potential picks that are unvalidated. That's a lot. And my passion, this project, this product, this podcast, my excitement is about the data, because I think the data can help drive betting decisions. That's what we want. I always said, we want to make great betting decisions. How do we do that? Some of us just watch, okay? Some of us are just, they have the time, they can put on a game, they can watch, they can study, they can analyze, they can do all that stuff. And kudos to them. And those are a lot of the podcast hosts out there, which is why we listen to them, which is why we want that insight. You know, some people read, some people just look at the numbers and they do number magic. Everybody has their own process. And this is just another source to that process. Let's tap into, I'm speaking as someone else who's looking for resources. Let's tap into the podcast ecosystem and see how we're doing. Oh, the podcast world likes this. Maybe I should put a bet on that. Maybe I should use that as part of my process to make a betting decision. So that's why we're here. That's why we're doing it. And that's why I love am excited about the data. Yes. And like I said, 8,000 picks unvalidated. And we got to validate those picks. So this week, and honestly, that'll probably be the update each week until we get that down to like 1,000. But I'm doing something, you know, this system is built off these automated scans that discover podcasts. We extract the picks and then we validate. There's a whole pipeline to validation and then settlement and all that stuff. But what I've really been working on this last week, and it's not even done yet because it's a task, which is building an AI agent that lives underneath the data. Because I talked about it last podcast episode that where I'm building a system underneath the system. But I took that to another level because that system that I had that was built underneath the data extraction pipeline system was a manual task. I had to, you know, I created this skill to help triage. The triage had a lot of complexity and then it would report back and I would have to say yes and no. And so I kind of took a step back and I said, this could be even further automated. So I'm building a very, very smart agent that's only job is to triage these picks. But not only triage, I want the agent to use the skill that we were using previously to determine the best sort of remediation path and then take that path to the finish line. If it needs code updates, make the code updates. Merge the code. And then my only human interaction is to approve of a deployment. And so, because I may have other deployments going on. So I want to be able to, you know, I want to be able to, like, I just don't want to deploy to production. I may have something else deploy. So I want, that's the one human stopgap that I need, that I want right there. And so there's two human stopgaps. And again, this is in progress. This is getting built. But at the end of the day, I want to have a button that says, start triaging. Start triaging. The agent will then, you know, do his triage, do what I need to do. And it won't report back to me. I won't touch that thing again. I won't see what's happening. And I'm also building a UI on top of this. So I'm building a little mini agent app underneath everything because it's going to show me its progress and all that stuff. But the next human interaction will be remediation is ready for deployment. Boom. I just hit deploy. It will deploy. And all this is built on GitHub Actions, so I don't, you know, token max here. So it will deploy and then it will then test it and make sure and it will do all that, all a autonomously. And then the next thing I'm going to say is that it's done, that that remediation cycle is complete. So it's all about starting remediation cycles, ending the remediation cycles. And that start to end, that point A from point B, I want it to be as automatic and as autonomous as possible. So the only thing I got to do is start it, approve a deployment, and that's it. The remediation cycle will be complete. And then I'll see that, oh, that remediation cycle was complete. We've triaged down from, what, 8,000 to 1,000. We fixed, maybe it was a bug in the parser. Maybe it was something here. Maybe we didn't support the spore. Oh, there's a numerous amount of reasons why a bet cannot get validated. But bet validation, or should say pick validation, is the most important piece to this system. And so when you have 8,000 picks, I'm creating this agent to triage these picks underneath while I continue to focus on the most important things like creation, ideas, direction, and bringing the data to life, which is what this podcast is doing, the BetCast Ledger. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you. Really, I appreciate it. Again, I said, this is my favorite part about all this, this podcast. I get excited to do this pod. That's why I couldn't breathe when we first started. I was like, excitement, baby. Yes. Here we go. Okay, so yeah, had to get that first sip. You already know. Yeah, we got a report to get. Don't worry. We're going to get to the futures. We're going to get there. I promise. The future is coming. I know you're excited. I'm excited. I couldn't wait to get this report out there. Because I love betting on futures. They're fun. I'm going to tell you quick, before we get started, I have a story before the futures, but to close the gap on the application, that's what the focus is right now. We got to get this 8,000 down to 1,000, or down to 8,000, down to 5,000, the 5,000 down to whatever. And then the system, once that gets triaged, once we fix all those, then only, like, at the end of the day, every pick that comes into the system out of the 15,000, the only really unmatched picks should kind of fall into a few categories of, like, we don't support the sport, or it's a true hallucination from the analysis, meaning that the LLMs, I have AI process the transcript, and through processing, it can make a mistake, which is why validation is key. So it should fall under a hallucination, an unsupported sport, or some sort of small bug in the parsing or something like that. Or that could be we don't have the resources to support. Like, not only can we not support the sport, we may not have the resources, because I'm pulling data from all kinds of places to validate the bet. And if they can't validate, like if it's a horse racing pick and there's no data sources out there to confirm the horse racing event, it could be difficult, but not impossible. Because like I said, the goal is to validate every pick. Every pick, every sport. That's the plan. That's the plan. Okay, now, this will be my point where I do an ad read. I don't have any ads. I don't have any sponsors. I'm doing this bootstrap, baby. I'll take him. Come on. You know, if I like you. And like I always said, hey, I want to be your first. I want to be your first. And then once you get big, I bring on an onboard. Because as I grow, I want to help the little guy or gal or whomever. That's what I want to do. Because it's hard. It's not easy. But I'm going to grind it through until I come out on the other end. Because that's what you have to do. But once I do that, it's not as though I'm going to make it easy. I just want to give people that opportunity. And I'm hoping, as I continue to grind, that somebody gives me that opportunity and I can pay it forward. Side note, talk about one of the best tearjerker movies of all time. Pay it forward. All right, here we go. To the report, the futures report. Bum, bada, bum. Now, a little fun, little insight. So the very last futures report, which was that was July 20th. Wow, time is passing. So July 20th, I put my first futures report out there. And here's a fun fact, and this is why we love futures, and this is why I think people get excited about them, and especially a really fun one. But here we go. The last futures report, July 20th, we had a top five consensus board, which is what we're going to go into for this week. But just to highlight, the number five consensus pick of the last futures report was Jacob Rodriguez to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. I really liked that bet. It was one of my favorites when I did that pod. I put some action on it. When I put some action on it, it was plus 2,000. If you go check the odds right now for Jacob Rodriguez, specifically on FanDuel, you'll find out that it has moved from plus 2,000 to plus 1,500 already from July 20th until what's today? August 13th. August 13th. It's already moved 500 points. So let's say week one, he gets a couple sacks. Ooh, it's going to go from what, plus 15, huh? It may get to under plus 1,000 before the season starts. Who knows? But if he gets some sacks, that's dwindling down and down. You got a plus 2,000 ticket that is now running at, I don't know, plus 150, plus 250. And then maybe by the middle of the season, it's in negative odds. It's minus 200. He's the clear favorite. And you got him at plus 2,000. That's what this futures is all about. That's what the futures report is all about. And before we actually get into the report, I got to say where this data comes from and how it gets onto this report. So just as a, like I said, we love numbers. I told you I had 15,000 picks. Now, out of those picks, 3,000 of them are futures. Futures. Okay? So, what I did was I analyzed all those. I said, hey, let's look into that futures bucket and let's see if there's some consensus around the futures picks. And we focused it on NFL and college football. Football, because that's what people care about. That's the most important sport in America. We love it. There's a book by Chuck Klosterman that explains it. I haven't read it. I want to read it. But he writes this whole entire book about why Americans are obsessed. Why Americans love professional football. Why it grew to the popularity that it grew to today. Why it still owns. And he also talks about why it may be, why the future could be brittle. But let's ride the wave while we can. You know, nothing good lasts forever. 20, 30 years from now, football may not be. There was a time where Major League Baseball was Americans' obsession. Not anymore. So things change. As of right now, 2026, football is king. So we focus it on NFL, college football, futures. And we got a consensus. It looked at all the podcast or all the futures picks and it said, hey, where are the most highly ranked, the most credible podcasts or saying? And we built a cluster. And that cluster circled around five picks. That's where we're going to get into. Five futures that were sort of cherry-picked out of that huge bucket because This is what majority of the podcast, the sports gambling podcast ecosystem, is talking about. This, where they're saying to put your money. Okay? So we're going to go over those five. And then we have a little section for maybe we didn't get, I don't know, 10 or so podcasts to agree, but maybe we got a few, maybe three. But I wanted to include in the top ranked writers, at least one of those podcasts had to be a top ranked podcast. Okay? So I have three picks where the consensus is not as large, but within that consensus, there's at least a top ranked podcast that's saying, hey, put your money on that. And then I have, for fun, I have off the beaten path. I love the concept of off the beaten path. I remember when I first was introduced to this when I was doing some traveling and tourism, and I was researching and Googling, and there was always this like off the beaten path activity. You know, because you when you go to a place, you want to do some touristy, things, you know, but you also, maybe if it's your second time going, maybe that's what you do your first time, but your second time, maybe you want to venture, you know, where maybe it's not so touristy, where maybe the real people hang out, the real locals. So I established this off the beaten path because these are the podcasts that don't have any decisions. You know, they don't have any actual real data. We've just captured some futures from them. And I want to give them a, you know, a little chance to shine. Because again, this is all about promoting what these sports gambling podcasts are doing, what they're saying. And so we're trying to help them. Like I said, this is a win-win. I'm promoting you. I'm promoting your picks. And you give me the shout out back. It's reciprocal. Yeah. But that's why I have off the beaten path. I want to give them some shine. Some shine. Yes. So that's how we get the data. We pull it out of our bucket of futures and we try to build a consensus. And as I said, the consensus landed around these five picks that I'm about to go into. And then we have three picks from some top ranked pods that are in the mix. And of course, off the beaten path. So I'm going to go from 5 to 1. And before I get into this, yeah, number 2, it was needed. I'm spitting hot fire. I don't know if y'all remember that hot fire. I think it was, it might have been Dylan from one of those old Sean Puffy Combs, those making the band. All back in the day, it was Dylan, I'm spitting hot fire. That was his track. He got ridiculed. He got ridiculed for making a track with one line. It was a good line, but come on, bro. Have some variety like we're about to do. So without further ado, podcast number 5. The consensus. One of the most popular picks, futures picks that we got. And it starts off with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win the NFC South. Now, I don't know about you. Again, I want to just preface any sports takes that I have is that I'm not a sports pundit. Okay, I may talk the most about the NFL because that is the most that I watch. So I have maybe more thoughts on that. But again, you're not coming here for sports takes. I don't think. If you are, great. I may have a few. But I haven't done any real research. I'm speaking really off the cuff when it comes to a lot of this stuff. But I will speak off the cuff more about the NFL. And let me tell you, the South is like, picking the South is like Russian roulette. Picking the South is like Russian roulette. You got Atlanta. You got Tampa Bay. You got the Panthers. I think that's all of them. Yeah. But 7 podcasts, and one being the Sports Gambling Podcast, which is the highest ranked. I think that's the highest ranked. Yeah. Podcast to put this out there. And again, when you go check out the report, you'll see the podcast that supports this pick, and you'll see the actual episode, a link to the actual episode. But in terms of what I do like to comment on, I like to comment on the odds, because like the best thing about futures is having great odds. And looking at the odds for Tampa Bay, it's plus 200. So I don't think it's a bad bet. You got a returning quarterback, Baker, who's took some little flack over the summer. But if you just look at the quarterbacks, I mean, he's probably the most trusted quarterback in that division, in my opinion. I'm looking at, let me look at the South right quick. Yeah, the Bucks, the Saints, that's who I forgot. I don't even know who's quarterback in the, what's that guy? What's that kid? He was tiny. I forgot his name. But no, it's funny. I'm just looking at this, like, you got the quarterback for the Panthers. He's tiny too. Played for Alabama. Now I'm losing my, oh, Bryce Young. He's small. I just realized they got a small group of quarterbacks in there, because that guy from the Saints, I'm checking the depth chart now. Is it Spencer? Yeah, that's what it was. Spencer Rattler. They got a new guy in town, Tyler Shaw. Huh. Yeah. Out of all those quarterbacks, Baker is by far the best. So you're basically, if you're putting a bet on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning South, you're basically putting a bet on Baker. And for plus 200, see, I'll probably parlay that. That's not enough. It's not enough juice for me, you know, for one futures bet. I'll probably parlay that. And I love doing a division parlay. That's like one of my favorites. I do it every year. I have not hit one yet because some team takes a crap, and I've decided that I can't do that anymore. Put futures on crappy teams and win a division, like the Titans one time. Mm-mm, you. Like the Ravens, my favorite team. Oh, they hurt me last year. Anyways, so number 5, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win the NFC South. Number 4, we got the Cincinnati Bengals to win the AFC South. There's been a lot of my last futures report, the consensus had Joe Burrow to win the NFL MVP. Now they got the Bengals to win the AFC North. This hurts my heart. I'm a Ravens lover. I love Lamar Jackson. I root for them. I get sad when they lose. I get sad. That means I care. And I don't like the fact that 7 podcasts have consided, that's a word, on the Bengals to win the AFC North. I don't like it. I don't like it. But if you like it, I would parlay that with the Bucks. You get that at plus odds, plus 170 for what I'm looking at. Not bad. We have Rager Talk Sports Betting Tips. They're number 4. They support them. You had Sports Gambling Podcast Network. They're number 15. They support it. You had Football Picks, The Hammer Daily. So a lot of consensus around the Bengals. People like the Bengals to win the North. I guess they're thinking Baltimore is going to take a step back because of the new coach. I guess they're thinking that the Steelers are going to take a step back because they have Aaron Rodgers and a new coach. I guess they're thinking that the Bengals are going to start fast this year, because they never do. Maybe this is the year that they do. And then I guess nobody's accounting Cleveland. They're just, well, I guess no Myles Garrett and Deshaun Watson. You're putting your money on Deshaun Watson? I wouldn't do that. But no, I still got my money. I'm just telling you right now. This is one of those ones. And this is why you gotta look at the, I don't care what the podcast say. I'm not betting the Bengals because I just don't like them. It may not be a smart play, but that's just how I feel. Now, if you do like them, you could mess some good odds. Parlay that with the Bucks and maybe some other teams that you like. But number three, we got some college football. Number three, Oklahoma over 7.5 regular season wins. Now, again, I won't pontificate too much on college football because I don't watch a lot of college football. As a matter of fact, I watch very little college football. But Oklahoma, that just taking a step back, that seems low. I mean, they're already ranked number 9 in the country from what I see. They can't get to 8 wins. That's probably why you're not getting a lot of, what is that? Oh, yeah, minus 150. Like, yeah, that's probably a no-brainer. But got a lot of consensus. I mean, eight podcast, liked him. But again, I don't know. Like, I think that's a good one to parlay with something else. You know, maybe parlay that with our number two, which is Georgia to win the SEC, which, that's plus 280. You parlay that with the Oklahoma over, get some nice odds right there. But that is our number two pick, Georgia to win the SEC. They're currently ranked number 3 going into the season. They're currently the highest ranked SEC team, right in front of Texas. And yeah, I mean, it's a claw. Again, I'm not here to give, you know, unique takes about the SEC. But I kind of like this bet, actually. Like I said, it's plus 220 right now on FanDuel. Parlay that with the Oklahoma, you're good to go. And now to our number one consensus podcast pick. Again, out of looking at all the futures, the number one coming in with 10 podcast. They're saying that the New York Giants over 7.5. Over 7.5. Where's that coming in at? Oh, that's only minus 105. A lot of people think that then. A lot of people have minus 105. That's only 8 wins. That's a big jump, though. And I guess this has to do with Harbaugh, who left my Ravens and went to the Giants. And he's a good coach. He's one of your better coaches. He ran dry with the Ravens. But I actually think he's going to give that boost. Give that city a boost. Give that franchise some competency. Some competency. But man, this, yeah. And the reason why this ranked number top, this had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I had 7 podcasts ranked in the top 50 here. 7 out of the 10 ranked in the top 50. Okay. So that's the consensus board right there. And some of the, you know, top ranked riders, we got the Chiefs under 10.5. I hate to bet the Chiefs under, but considering they didn't make the playoffs last year, I can't imagine that they're going to be bad again. And then we got the Ravens under 11.5. This is a tough one. And as much as I love the Ravens, I actually don't think they're going to win 12 games. I'm not going to bet this under because I don't want to root for it. But if you, I mean, look, here's a fun parlay. You take the Bengals to win the division. You take the Ravens to go under 12. And then you take the Bucks to win the South. That's a good ticket right there. And the other one is Georgia Tech under six and a half regular season wins. Oh, this is by, I never seen, Prevent D-Gate? That's, what podcast is that? Have they got, oh man, they're a noob. We got no data on them. They just, we got this future on them, but that's about it. I just like the name of that, Prevent D-Gate. All right, now off the beaten path, we got West Virginia over 5.5. And we got North Carolina over 4.5. And I actually like that North Carolina bet. I like. I'm secretly rooting for Bill Belichick. You know, I never liked the Patriots, but did I respect their dynasty? Yes. Did I respect the fact that every time you played the Patriots, you were probably going, I mean, during that era, I respected it. I really did. So I know he has too much, I think, football brain power. And that was his first year. Look, very rarely, the first time you do something, you're successful at it. As much as we want to be like, oh, look, it's a whole new thing down there in college. He's got a year under his belt. I got to imagine that he's going to win over what is it, 4.5 games? What is that looking like at on FanDuel? Yeah, -110? Yes. Yes. This is what you do. You parlay the North Carolina over 4.5. You put that with Georgia to win the SEC. And then you put that with the Oklahoma over 7.5. Ooh, I like that. I like that. I like that. So, that really concludes the futures report right there. And again, I'm here to bring it to life. I'm here to bring it to you. You go do some extra research. Take these picks, sports gamblers. Take these nuggets. Take this gold out of the minds of the futures picks from all of your favorite sports gambling podcasts. Take it. It's gold. It's right there for free. Because that's what I'm going to, like I told you, Jacob Rodriguez already at +1,500. Who knows? These odds are going to, Georgia right now is at +220. Georgia to win the SEC, +280. I promise you, in 2 weeks, that's going to be down. Once they beat up on whoever they're playing, what's their schedule? Let's see. I'm looking at their schedule right now. Who they got? Okay, they got Tennessee State whomping. They got Western Kentucky smashing. They got Arkansas. Oh, listen, when they beat Oklahoma on September 26th, I guarantee you that it's going to be almost close to even odds. I can guarantee you, because they're going 3-0. And then once they beat Alabama, it may be in the negative. Okay? So take it now. Parlay some of these nuggets together and create you a futures ticket that you're going to love, enjoy, and caress, and hold, and cherish. Cherish that thing. That's what I did. My favorite, like last year I had Notre Dame to win it all. Oh, it was like every week I was looking at it, looking like where the line moved. And by the time, I think I had this ticket at like +550. And by the time the game kicked off, it was at -200, -300. Don't quote me on the exacts, but that was the kind of shift. By the time the kickoff started, they were -300. And I had it at +550 or something like that. That's a ticket you just, like I said, you can hedge it. You can just celebrate it. That's what I did. I celebrated. Yeah. All right. Time to wrap it up. Don't know what we'll do next week. We'll have another report out next week, but we'll figure that out. For now, I give you the football futures. And may, you know what? Next week, we may do another football futures and see what other golden picks we can dig out of the mine. Yes. And see what we can dig out. Or I may do a weekly scoreboard. We'll see what the numbers say. We'll see what the numbers say. But as always, we'll see you next time.